Hey everybody, you're listening to 101.9 CITR. Here's some shoddy hara.
Yo, Mr. Jones run a local supermarket. A real average bloke that the locals knew was charming. You see the man up close, he didn't come over to a lime. And the only prominent feature was the odor in his armpits. One day Mona spoken to him partially. Said she had a motor, it was old, she couldn't start it. And Mr. Jones told her he was known to be a car whiz. And he could come over, there's no motor he can't fix. True to his word, he rolled over at 6:30 with his toolbox and his old clothes with the large rips. Mona opened the garage, showing him the back whip. And Jonesy made a start quick, and I don't mean on carpets. Drag Mona in her home, holding her armpits. And beat her with a hammer, turned her dome into sharp chips. Blood spraying on the sofa and carpet. He left a dead body in a hole where
they
I
say
have
things. They neighbor, sick. But I can sense danger. That familiar shell is just a shower to a stranger. And it's only getting stranger. Cause we don't see the picture, it's just in some people's nature. Watch the peeps you're keeping with you.
Just an everyday, ordinary, cold-blooded killer. Just an everyday, ordinary, cold-blooded killer. Everyday, ordinary, cold-blooded killer. Just an everyday, ordinary, cold-blooded killer.
Mrs. Rosie was only the local baker. She used to give us sandwiches wrapped in a roll of paper. We used to grip a snack and get back to the road and race as quick as them Krypton Factor challenges back in them olden days. And Mrs. Rosie was lonely, she was known as the nosy neighbor, poking her nose in the drapes in the hopes it would entertain her. One day it snowed and the road was coated in danger. She heard a knock on the door, growing impatient. She answered, exposing a frozen stranger. He asked, could he use the phone as a favor? If not, he would use the phone and he'd pay her. She said, yes, of course, the phone is over there. He went for the phone, she went for the popcorn, but she ain't making drinks. That's where the shotgun is, walked up behind him, put it to his spine, and she let it go and got back to
the hand. They say, neighbor, but I can sense danger. That familiar shell is just a shower to a stranger. And it's only getting stranger, cause we don't see the picture. It's just in some people's nature, watch the beach you're keeping with you.
Just an everyday, ordinary, cold-blooded killer. Just an everyday, ordinary, cold-blooded killer. Everyday, ordinary, cold-blooded killer. Just an everyday, ordinary, cold-blooded killer.
Yo, quite a while later, Mr. Jones has got the first in him. Sick of all the places he's been lurking in. It didn't quite work at Burger King when he was perving at the girl serving him, cause she was certainly alert to him. Like she had heard the murders occurring, which made her nerves kick in. And he didn't wanna make it worse, so we deterred from it. Walking out the place, still thinking about murdering. He heard a voice screaming out, emergency, it's urgent. And it turns out it was lovely Mrs. Rosie. Your motor had only broken. So Jonesy walks over there and told her he could tow it. Not knowing Mrs. Rosie was a murderer herself, she agreed cause she was looking out for murdering as well. Jonesy took her home and put the car in the backyard. This is only good for the scrapyard. He joked as she said, come have a drink before you start with that clap car. And Mr. Jones agreed as they laughed hard. He walked in grinning, thinking of a plan. She was talking cryptic, thinking of a plan. Miss Rosie left the room and told Jonesy to relax. She's gonna make some tea and any moment she'll be back. Jonesy took a seat, she rolled into the kitchen. She was looking for some tea and some Rohypnol she could slip in. An overdose is only gonna kill him. There's gotta be a victim at the very same time. Jonesy's trigger fingers itching, so they talked and finish off the drinks. Jonesy pulls a gun and kills her in a blink. He tried to pick her up, but felt the room spin. He tried going for the door, but they said it is too quick. Then he went to sleep and never woke up. Two soulmates that never met, so never broke up. I guess that's the story of Mr. Jones and Miss Rosie.
I don't know, it's just a story somebody once told me.
What a beautiful love song by a white rapper from England whose name is Shoddy Horror. He participates in their battle league. It's called Don't Flop. He's actually pretty good. He's known as a polysyllabic rapper, which means he uses words that are got more than a couple syllables. I mean, it's funny. There's like, obviously, there's conscious hip hop from America that's actually about, you know, really deep stuff, and he just wants to talk about murder, but it's still, he's still like, he's still so much better than all the other battle rappers, except for like a few of them, because he doesn't say fag every 10 sentences and use it as some sort of insult. He's not about them vagaries. I got one more Shoddy Whore track for you, and then I'm gonna get super ridiculous with some Secret Lighter Crew.
Beat the king on my debut. All respect and all praise you. But after that, whoever's clashing at him is a stand-up character, a brave dude. In Toronto with thesaurus, I was leaning off that great juice. And these bitches all love Taurus. You know what it is from the minute that we came through. When you're out here on those same moves. Mid-tier ain't shit here. I toe tag and I body bag. Crowd reaction, your bitch cheers. When these kids hear what I spit here, then it's hysteria riots. When you spit near me, it's inferior. The kids here will go quiet. You are those heads on my wall. Ears on my necklace. Trophies in my cabinet. Eggs in my breakfast. I don't give a fuck if they don't like it when I get up in the face, but I guarantee they're gonna respect it. I toe tag and I body bag and I chalk them up for forensics. Hey, headshots with the punchlines. The judges knew it was murder, they saw the slugs fly. Crowd was too packed to see me do the Suge Knight. I kill a rapper broad day, what's it look like? Soon as a rapper starts talking, we caught him, cold coroner drawing. Outline choking, undertaker, undertaker, take the coffin. So many corpses. When I battle, I'm a safety net, I'm catching bodies. Tote, tag, body, bag. Tote, tag, body, bag. Tote, tag, body, bag. Unbeaten, undefeated streak. Get your battle stripes up before you come and speak to me. O's on the record like they caught me with a piece of weed. I'm seeing W's like I'm D-I-E or I'm Eazy-E. Wanna step up in a circle in front of these cameras, judges and all these people. Well, I will bury you and hurt you in front of these cameras, judges and all these people. Fuck whoever had the nerve to put you in front of Adam and call us equal. I'm about to move somebody in a body bag, make them fall asleep and it's all so peaceful. I toe tag, I body bag. I'll rip his face off and use it for a hockey mask. Crowd reaction, bitch, I see a bunch of copycats. But listen, I kid, you ain't got the spirit that Shotty has. I toe tag, I zip him up. Machiavelli with this battle shit, I hit him up. Spit your bullshit, I don't give a fuck. I'm still winning, bitch, cause that's just what a winner does. Soon as a rapper starts talking, we caught him, cold coroner drawing. Outline chalking, undertaker, undertaker, take the coffin. So many corpses. When I battle, I'm a safety net, I'm catching bodies. Tote, tag, body, bag. Tote, tag, body, bag. Toe, tag, body, bag. Root, boss. Mush, team. And the mush means move over, stop hating. Shotty Horror, get to know. I'm the greatest.
What's up, Zach? Happy 10-year anniversary, Lighter Crew. There's a show tonight at Open Studios, if you're a fan. I'm not afraid to Can tell me which member of the Lighter Crew made this entire album in one sitting on acid, call in and you tell me, I will give you something.
Thank you.
Nobody's guessing. Why? This is original Uptown Parlor Orchestra, aka Tal Mala. He's one of the nicest guys.
Yeah. We'll be right back. my sister couldn't even get no student loan.
And my grandmother couldn't even get her food stamps, man, dang.
Well, that's the word these days.
Yeah.
Corky Strong, Ghetto DJs Incorporated.
Do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Live. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
In the place, do from the pussy in the place. 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 Do from the pussy in the place.
kind of cities do we want to live in? How do we want our cities to be? Cannot be divorced from the question of what kind of people we want to be.
Join me, your host, Andrew Longhurst, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. for The City, an hour dedicated to critical discussions of urban issues. Live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca. For more info, visit thecityfm.org.
There you go.
Can you say, just shout out 101.9 CITR?
What love to 101.9 C
I
I
T
T
R
R.
Thank you.
Much love, y'all.
I hit the highway, making money to fly away, but it's got to be a better way, a better way, better way, yeah. I hit the highway, making money to fly away, but it's got to be a better way, a better way, better way, yeah. I hit the highway, making money to fly away, but it's got to be a better way, a better way, better way, yeah. I hit the highway, making money to fly away, but it's got to be a better way, a better way, better way, yeah.
We'll be right back. half minute record.
This is a secret new vocalist from Vancouver. Nice guy.
Baby, tomorrow might be when I spread my wings. Oh, yeah. Bad times, crazy days, you're worth it, my heart gets. Oh, I should thank you, and you know, and hope that love faded out. Oh, love you, baby. Oh, love you, baby. And hope that love ain't got nothing to do with it. Who gives a shit? And I said, oh, love my baby. Oh, love you, baby. I change more rings underneath my eyes. If you don't let me go, hold me, but don't keep me long. Smoke rings up to the sky and I'm fucking gone. I'm an animal, I'm insufferable. I know it, don't be an animal. It ain't easy being broke. And we live or we let die. Who can ever be your occupation? I ain't finished with you, baby. No, I, baby. You the one that told me you could work it like you run the show. So alright, baby. We ain't in a rush. If you need, we can take it slow. Change more rings underneath my eyes. If you don't let me go, hold me, but don't keep me long. Smoke rings up to the sky and I'm fucking gone. I change more rings underneath my eyes. If you don't let me go, hold me, but don't keep me long. Smoke rings up to the sky and I'm fucking gone. See the Adderall. The hardest part is over. No, we better more. Let the future evoke it. And we live or we let die. Oh, you care whatever we your occupation. I ain't finished with you, baby. Oh, I ain't finished with you, baby. Oh, I can see the mood we're in changing. Oh, change, yeah, it change, it change, yeah. It's Jay, yeah.
Oh. Yo, up next, Synaptic Sandwich. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Saturday. Don't forget, there's Mood Hut tonight. See y'all.
We got it together, didn't we?